That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker and nose trimmer, crop preserver and ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the weed whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped.
What's up, everybody? Lummy here, minus Brian. Thought I might have had a guest sitting in, but it looks like he didn't want to show up, or he left. I think we'll be all right. I've done this show without Brian before. Yeah, I'm all alone again. I was trying to look up a couple of different things. Talk about on the NFL with the Dabo. I'm trying to get my little take on here. 813-90-BUBBA. 813-90-BUBBA. I already got a call here. 813?
Is this the Lummy Sports Show?
Hey, it's the Lummy Sports Show. What's up, Pootie?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
You, where you at there, buddy? You stuck outside?
Yeah.
Oh. Here was my
code to the side door.
Oh, here was the special guest who's locked outside right now. All right, I will figure a way to get you in. Just hang tight there, Hootie, all right?
Okay, anybody coming from Plant City to South Tampa, don't take I-4. Just a little piece of advice. I'm just, you know,
I think
throwing that out there.
And yeah, I think
don't take a bunch of gummies and fall asleep either. But other than that, you know.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I think that's pretty obvious. I think I-4 is pretty bad nowadays. But thank you for that, Hootie. We'll see you shortly.
Sounds good.
I don't know how he's going to get in, but we'll see. No, I was trying to look up what the, you know, Debo, the wide receiver out of San Francisco, big news. He wants to get traded. He is down in Miami. I was kind of seeing with the different draft picks who has, because obviously the San Francisco is going to want a first round pick for this year with the being so wide receiver heavy. So I don't know with him being in Miami if that means anything. Obviously the Dolphins have already went out and got Tyreek Hill. Does that mean the Dolphins are loading up even more? The Dolphins seem like they want to do a lot of moves, put a lot of weapons around Tua, which, in my opinion, I don't believe he is the quarterback in Miami. But, I mean, maybe with all these weapons he has, he will be a complete superstar. So, 727, what's up?
Lummy.
What's up? Who's this?
You guys gotta fix your levels.
What's wrong with the levels today on bar?
No, not today. It's every day. every it just changes. I'm listening to you guys. I go to a different station, and it's either way louder or way less or right in the middle of your show in the morning. It just changes for no reason. I don't know if it's TuneIn that I'm listening to that does it or what, but it's very strange.
Well, I do know that Blitz has he's been ordering a lot of new parts, and he's been working till 7 o'clock trying to fix a lot of the stuff back there that have been the problem.
Yeah, because remember a few months ago when Bubba went off on you and said that, you know, you did something and your levels were way wrong and all. I just started laughing because every day the levels are all wrong. They just change randomly.
Yeah, and I don't really touch my microphone at all, so it's usually always in that same spot. So,
all right, glad you guys are aware of it, buddy, and congrats on the kid. And,
thank you.
Enjoy the show.
Thank you,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, no, Blitz definitely is working on that. He is definitely trying to make everything a lot better. We definitely know about, you know, how the BAR levels are kind of here and there. I know he's bought some new stuff for that. So he's definitely hopefully having that fixed. Nick the Gun Guy, $4.99, super chat, thank you. But I was wondering, like, Debo Samuel's in Miami. He looks like he's from South Carolina, so that takes away me thinking that possibly, you know, he's from Miami, wants to return home. I'm still trying to figure out why he wants to get out of San Francisco. I mean, that team is good, unless he just wants to get out of California, unless because the offensive coordinator from San Francisco, I believe, is the new head coach for the Dolphins now. Maybe he does not like the way that he may see the offense running without him, and then maybe also with Jimmy G. Maybe he likes Jimmy G and he does not like what is his name? Trey Lance. So yeah, the Packers. I was gonna go like with Debo. Which that'd be kind of cool to have a guy named Debo on your team too. But I mean, where does he go? Where does Debo Samuel go? I mean, and what is he worth? I mean, he's one of the best wide receivers out there. I mean, he can play running back too. What do you have? 500? Yeah, he had 550 yards rushing, 6.8 yards a carry, 11 rushing touchdowns, 2,500 yards receiving this year. Pretty freaking good. Pretty good. And for him, was he in his third year with the 49ers? He's good, Funky Funk. He's good. What I mean is he's going to at least have to have a first-round pick. I mean, there's no way, Robbie Royal, 200 stars, thank you. There's no way that the 49ers are going to trade anything less than a first-round pick for him. I can see him going to the Packers. Pittsburgh, I know that he has talked about, I think, going to New Orleans. I know Indy needs wide receivers. I mean, if the Dolphins pick him up, then... If the Dolphins don't do anything this year, I think that the Dolphins definitely have to get rid of Tua. Or maybe, listen, maybe they're setting up. Maybe the Dolphins are setting up. If you think about it, if the Tom Brady rumors are true, which everyone keeps kind of like, I don't think Tom Brady has really talked about it. I don't think he's come out and said anything. I know the Bucs came out and said that there was really nothing about it. But maybe the Dolphins are setting that up so Brady does want to come down there, and it sets up a perfect thing for him. 813.
Power pig, hello.
Oh, you didn't get it? All right, hold on.
I'm sweating my fucking nuts off. Can we hurry up?
Yeah, hold on. 641.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Lovey?
Oh, well, sorry, Hootie. Hold on, we got to get through Brendan the Quad here. Brandon the Quad, what's up, buddy?
Hey, well, I was just reading about Debo Samuel, and it said five possible landing spots is Detroit, the Packers, the Chiefs, and the Jets, and the Saints.
Yeah, but see, like, I saw the same thing, too. I mean, those teams aren't, I mean, does he really want to go to the Jets?
Yeah, that's a shooting team, so I wouldn't want to go to the Lions or the Jets.
Yeah, and like the thing about the Saints, they have no real cap to be able to sign them.
Yeah, they don't have a coach or nothing right now.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. That just seems like that those teams, unless those teams are going to throw so much stuff at them, I mean, in my opinion, a Green Bay would be a perfect spot for him. I would see like an Indianapolis would be a perfect spot for him. I mean, the Dolphins.
But don't the Chiefs have two first-round picks they could give up one?
Yeah, they do. That's what I was trying to look up too, right before you, right before we started the show. I was trying to look at all the different draft picks and who had the most draft picks in the first round, because I know, like Funky Funk said, he's not really that good, but I mean, he does. He is a first round talent at this point. So
the thing that makes him good is he's small and quick. He's not very tall, but he can catch the ball out of the backfield and just.
Well, and it looks like at this point too, it looks like he can play running back. I mean, yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, the 550 yards, 11 touchdowns. I mean, obviously, people weren't expecting him to probably play running back that much, but obviously, he filled in nicely. So, I mean, I guess pretty much we'll have to see, unless like I was saying earlier, unless the Dolphins are stacking it up for Tom Brady. I mean. Tom Brady right now has a good wide receiver core. He's got his tight ends, different things like that. But it looks like the Dolphins right now, their offense is completely stacked for Tom Brady to come down.
So do you think Tom Brady will play two more seasons and he'll play at the Dolphins next year?
I think next year. I think he'll see what happens with the Bucs this year. But I think he's already pretty much done with the Bucs, and I think he'll go down to Miami, whether he is a quarterback or an owner.
Then he'll be... And then they'll roll him into the front office.
Yeah, but I don't understand how. I mean, I guess if they promise you, you know, like an ownership when you're done and you're retired, he can go down there for 1 year. I think that's one thing that he definitely wants to do. Tom Brady seems like that kind of guy that wants to pretty much put it to the New England Patriots. And I think with the Dolphins, if he can, you know, go play with the Dolphins. That's something that he wants to do. Like, oh, he ends his career with taking out the Patriots, leading the Dolphins to a Super Bowl. And maybe two. But obviously, he wants to move down there. I think it's for his wife. I think his wife wants to live in Miami more than him.
Well, isn't that a big modeling place, too?
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
That would work. And then, but what would happen to Tua? Then would he just.
I think they'd trade Tua. I think they'd get rid of him for a fourth or fifth and not release him.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, at that point, if that offense and everyone they have around him, if he can't do anything, then what's good? He's not going to go to backup because that means he's never going to start again. So.
What do you think Tampa would do and even trade for Tua?
Oh, fuck, I don't want him in. I don't want him in Tampa.
Well, I know, but do you think they would do something like that?
No. No. I think if anything, they'll just release Tua. They'll just release him I think he'll release him. He'll become a backup, almost like Mariota. How Mariota? Now he's a starter again. But I don't see Tua if he can't do anything this year with the Dolphins. I don't see him going anywhere.
Tua will be in the
USFL or the XFL.
Yeah, in the next two seasons.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I mean, what'd you think of the USFL too?
Well, I took the over on all the games and I teased it and I only hit two of them, so screwed me on money wise.
I think week one you probably should have taken the unders on those.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows how that offense looks? Sometimes you know they can come out gunslinging, but a lot of times they can come out just throwing the ball right into the dirt. So.
Yeah, and plus the thunderstorms didn't help.
No, and then, hey, what about the Bandits, though?
Yeah.
Most exciting quarterback in the USFL.
Isn't that Tamua?
Yeah, from Ole Miss.
Yeah, he got to start in the AAF, didn't he?
I guess. I don't know. That league, I don't. Did they even finish that league? I think that league shut down halfway through.
They played 6 weeks and, like, And they went bankrupt.
Yeah, I think they couldn't afford paying anyone either.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a shit league. Yeah, hopefully USFL doesn't like that. I like at least having football. you know, on a Saturday, Sunday, just in the background, whether it's shit or not, you know, there's five people in the stands for those games, for the Sunday games, but it was Easter, so.
Well, it's $10, $10 a ticket, and kids get in free.
Yeah, that should be a sellout, man. That's a deal in Birmingham.
Yeah, and then there's a Friday night game on Friday.
See, now that's going to be the most packed game. There's nothing to do, probably not too much to do in Birmingham. Why don't you go down and watch whatever USFL football team is going on at that time?
But do you think once, if they make it another season, do you think Tampa will be able? Do you think it'll be able to be supported by? Do you think people will come down to Raymond James Stadium to support it?
Yeah, I think in the beginning, but it all depends also on the XFL. That's the thing. Because Tampa has an XFL team too,
so there's gonna be three. There's gonna be three football teams in that same stadium.
Yeah, don't forget USF too.
That turf's gonna get ate up like.
Yeah, I know.
That's gonna be nuts.
Yeah, that's the problem though. I mean, we already have a problem with the turf with when the USF and the Bucks play. So with the spring, that turf's never gonna have time for the spring to heal. So we'll see. Yeah. We'll see what happens. I mean, that's it. The XFL is shooting for USFL, so.
Yeah. Well, all right, dude, you're doing a good job. I just wanted to call in and give you 20 minutes of help.
Well, thank you. I Hootie's at the door banging on it, so I think
okay.
I'm going to put a I'm going to
make sure he's got his treats.
I will. All right, man.
Okay.
Thanks,
bye.
Brandon. I'm going to be right back. I'm going to go let Hootie in before he breaks down the door. The Lemmy Sports Show, 813-90-BUBBA, 813-90-BUBBA. We'll be right back in, I would say, 3 minutes. Love this roadie free music. Sorry, Hootie was here. He got locked out. He forgot the side code for it. So sorry, let me back with Hootie whenever he gets situated. He'll just chime in whenever he wants while he's here. Of course he's already talking. So yeah, I see a lot of people in chat like 25's big ass nose. I got a call in. I do think Tua is not the answer in Miami. I think that Tom Brady is setting himself up to go to Miami. I mean, that is a stud. And I think, God, I can't think of his name. I know he's dumb, though. The tight end out, Gillespie. Ashley met him. She said he's an idiot. But I think he's like a Gronk-type tight end. Who are you there?
Yeah, I can't get my earmuffs to work.
You got to turn the volume up on it. You probably grab your headphones. 704.
Lummy, Hinstar, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, Hinstar?
Nothing much, nothing much. Enjoying a beautiful day here in Charlotte.
How's the big-time sales going for you? I know you're big-time.
Oh, good.
Big-time sales, big-time realtor. If you want a realtor, go to d3realty.com, ask for Hinstar. Number one realtor in the Carolinas.
Well, thanks for the
photo. Who loves
it.
NBA and tennis. So,
yes, I do. You didn't watch any. I mean, you're watching that USFL crap this week. You didn't catch any of the playoffs, did you?
No, I don't watch basketball. I don't believe Hootie watches basketball either. Hootie, do you watch basketball?
Not often, no.
Exactly. See, so
Jeez. You
got two man's man in here, and we don't watch basketball. So what's what are you calling about your good offensive coordinator already naming Sam Darnold the starting quarterback?
I'm indifferent to it. I think, we need to get an offensive line, but we only have the first round, and we have a fourth round pick in the first 2 days of the draft. And, any quarterback would be running for their lives in that system. And with that offensive line, so I'm not against it.
Hold on, but you were totally against Sam Darnold the whole year. You said he sucked.
Yeah, I actually did a lot of reviewing. I looked at a lot of tape on me. I'm a big tape guy.
Oh, really? Broke down the tapes?
Yes, I broke down the tapes. I actually simulated a lot of games in Madden.
Oh, nice.
And
okay.
Upon further review. He didn't get those 3 to 4 seconds that a lot of other quarterbacks got, and he was getting jumped down his throat and, lack of some offensive options. Christian McCaffrey's always injured. So we should run it back. See what happens. We get an offensive line around him, had some signings, and hopefully maybe we can be at least formidable in the division.
So, Lummy?
Yeah.
You always give me headphones that are fucked up, and I can't hear nothing.
Yeah, you got to turn up the volume there.
Where's the volume button?
We're on with Hinstar right now. The volume is on the little box, so turn your flashlight on. Hinstar, give me 2 seconds. I'm dealing with a superstar here in Hootie. So just look underneath. You see a blue box. There's a turn knob on it. And then you want to turn the volume up a little bit. Hinstar, do you think Carolina, if you are going to stick with Sam Darnold, do you think that they go for a wide receiver?
I hope, yes, we need some wide receivers.
But you need offensive line help? So what do you think they do with their first pick?
Oh, they got to go offensive line. You have to.
So you don't even go for a wide receiver?
No, I'd go offensive line. I don't care what they say. You can get a wide receiver a little bit later on in the draft. I'm not saying it's going to be an all-world, all-star, groundbreaking receiver, but we can get one. But that offensive line was historically trash.
Yeah, but a lot of times
we definitely need to rebuild that.
A lot of times rookie offensive linemen, unless they're just complete superstars, we got lucky with Wirth. A lot of times they struggle out of the gate. So I don't think it's going to be a savior for week one.
No, I don't think anything's going to be a savior for week one.
Well, I mean, wide receivers, though.
Wide receivers come right out. And you probably are right about that. But I just see such a glaring, we can't put lipstick on the pig. We just need to go and rebuild that offensive line. And we had some free agent signings. But as far as overall, the team, we don't have offensive coaches. I mean, offensive coaches, coaches. No coaches want to work for Matt Rhule or with him or alongside him because they feel like they're shuffling deck chairs on the Titanic. So they want job security. So overall, we lost Stephon Gilmore. It's going to be an interesting season next year. I would love to be 500. I highly doubt we will be. But I'll be there cheering along.
Would you trade your first round pick for Dabo? Debo? Did I say Dabo, but it's Debo.
The coach from Clemson?
No, I'm saying Debo, the 49ers wide receiver.
Oh, I'm like the coach from Clemson. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's only because he's from South Carolina, so I was making a joke with Dabo and Debo.
Oh. Yeah, I don't follow. College football is trash, so I don't get it.
Well, would you trade your first round pick for Debo?
The guy from the White? Oh, from the 49ers?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Because he wants out there. But I don't see too many free agents that want to actually come to Carolina, even though you guys did just stop your practice facility being built.
Quickly, Tapper is turning into the Dan Snyder, Jerry Jones of the NFL.
He has that much money.
He makes a lot of money. He's rich. Was he the richest owner in all of professional sports?
Yeah.
And he wants to throw money at problems. And historically speaking, that's not the best way to build an NFL franchise or to have continuity. And it seems that he wants to do it. Matt Rhule was a fail. Joe Brady was a fail. everything he wants to do. So far, Darnold's a fail.
Well, and also so, he paid Cam Newton like $10 million too. So
yeah, that was a publicity just to sell jerseys.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like he seems like he's just throwing everything at it. I mean, I can't believe that they're already half of it, the building done in Carolina, and where was it? It was South Carolina, I believe, right?
Yeah, South is in Rock Hill, an area right outside of Fort Mill, South Carolina, in Rock Hill. And yeah, they just pulled bait. I guess something to do with the bonds and the city of Rock Hill wasn't performing.
They weren't paying the money they promised.
Yeah, exactly. And they weren't. But that's what happens when you go into business with the city of Rock Hill. Historically speaking, Rock Hill's Rock Hill for a reason, and I don't know why they even wanted to do that. They should have kept it Wolford, where they have been, or they have a very nice practice facility uptown Charlotte.
Who, did you get your headphones working?
I did.
Perfect. Our phone lines are blowing up, Hootie.
What sports does Hootie know about? Like, what's going on with Hootie?
Hootie knows all sports. He knows sports from football, baseball. Obviously, he doesn't like the NBA because that's, you know, not a sport. But that's pretty much it, right, Hootie?
Soccer.
Actually, Hootie's a big-time – you know, like, you're a big-time tennis player? Hootie's a big-time tennis – or soccer player, I'm saying.
Really?
Yeah, he's a big-time soccer player. Probably almost went pro, but had some back problems.
Charlotte FC, man, we're drawing about 34,000 a game. For inaugural team, I think we're just below 500. But, man, the energy's there. I don't know anything about soccer, but I've been to, what, 3 home games? And it's just, it's amazing. It's fun to watch. I saw my first corner kick for a goal the other 2 weeks ago. And it was pretty cool to see.
Hootie, what do you think about soccer, buddy, over there?
I think, you know, I mean, I think seeing your first corner kick for a goal is great. I mean, you know, it's a good start. Don't know jack shit about Charlotte, whatever you just said. So
they're in the division underneath the MLS.
Oh.
No, they are MLS.
Are they MLS?
Oh, yep. Okay.
Oh, you guys had an MLS team? I thought you guys were like with the band, whatever.
That's the Independence.
That's the Independence.
We lost to Tampa last year.
Oh, okay.
Tampa soccer team.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
The Rowdies.
They're now affiliated. That's like our farm team. And we have a couple of our players, Christian Fuchs and 2 other guys, came over from the Charlotte Independence, which drew like 600 people a game to Charlotte FC, and they've been big time producers thus far.
Well, we sell out down here, so Tampa loves all sports. So,
how is it going to be with when you're talking to, you're just talking to the quad a little bit ago about all the football teams, XFL, USFL, NFL. Do you think that's sustainable, or do you think they're kind of missing the marketing by going to cities that already have football teams?
No, I mean, I think the Bandits did it right because they had the Bandits back in the 80s, and the Bandits back in the 80s was one of the most successful USL franchises, even for that short period of time. But I think if the XFL comes in with a lot more money, the USFL, if it doesn't pan out too well in Birmingham, they may keep the Bandits. I don't see the Bandits possibly playing at Raymond James, especially if the XFL comes in with more money. I could see the USFL playing at a smaller facility, even playing like a spring training site. You know, if they're only going to get 500 to 1,000 people and the XFL comes in way more, then I can see something like that happening. I don't see them being, and they may even move to Orlando. You know, they may move a team to Orlando.
Do you think it comes to a point where it's kind of oversaturation? Because, like, I like football, but I'll tell you, after the Super Bowl, I was footballed out. Maybe get a couple-week break, but then to see the USFL, and then is the XFL and the USFL going on at the same time?
Yeah, they will be.
So they're competing. It just seems like a lot.
Yeah, well, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to, you know, strike when it's hot. You know, the football, what are they up, 6%, 10% on TV views, different things like that. So
I saw the ratings were between Fox and I think it was CBS or whatever, and it drew 3 million people. But that was between 2 networks, and that was opening weekend.
Oh, you mean for the USFL?
Yeah, I saw the ratings on it because the Golden State Warriors Golden State Warriors game drew 1.7 million.
Oh,
just talking about how.
Wow. The USFL beat the NBA game?
But it was on 2 different networks.
That doesn't matter. It still beat it. It's the USFL. You couldn't name one person on the team.
Oh, I couldn't. I wouldn't. I don't know how Laquan watches that crap. I mean, that's just. I'd rather watch curling.
Yeah, talk about basketball that way. But I mean, I don't know. We'll have to see. I think if the TV, which they're probably not, it's probably going to be that first week. Then it would just start dropping off. If the TV's not there, I don't. Obviously, when you start getting these teams in their home cities, it might do better. I think that's all they're trying to just start building up the money by keeping it in one stadium and seeing what the TV revenue does. But it would be interesting to see when both of them, especially with the XFL trying to partner with the NFL. So
and one thing before I leave, get off the line. Great show today. You're doing a great job. I feel like, you know, sometimes me a little bit more Lummy, a little bit less than Babyface.
Oh, thank you.
And also the Red Sox are going to sweep the Rays this weekend.
Yeah, sure,
up.
Whatever. We'll see what happens. They're 6-6, so.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see, buddy. We'll talk off the air.
I'll talk to you later, guys.
See you, man. Hootie, you got to pipe up, man. We got big time calls. People are calling in, Hootie. Maybe it's because you're on the show. 727.
I didn't want to interrupt the rhetoric there. It was great. I was kind of backing into some of this USFL stuff, and I think if you want to watch some really great soccer, you should go out and watch the under 10 and under 8 teams this Saturday at Hanley Field in Brandon.
Okay, I'm sure that we don't want to. That probably won't happen. But 727.
Hey, 10. It's Trickney.
Hey, Trickney, how's it going? Are you going to go watch the under 10, under 8 soccer at Hanley Field?
Yes, totally. I'll be there.
That would be awesome, actually. Oh,
there you go.
I started watching when you were talking about Tom Brady going to Miami. Like, do you really think that's going to happen?
I was having doubts. There's more reports coming out about it. The problem is obviously Tom Brady has that friend that's, I guess, become an owner. I know there's been a lot of those problems. It's kind of weird how they did talk about Sean Payton going down there to be the coach.
Yeah.
He's obviously now, he just left the Saints. So he's sitting there. I don't think they're going to have I can't think of the new coach's name from San Francisco.
McDaniel?
Yeah, that sounds right. You know, the younger.
Mike McDaniel. He's young, yeah.
Yeah, I don't see them leaving or, having him there 1 year, firing up for Sean Payton. I could see maybe Sean Payton coming in a GM role, maybe sitting in and seeing how he does. But the way they're building that team, if Tua doesn't do it, then they're one quarterback away from being an amazing team. I mean, they're stacked.
Yeah. What do you think about Tyreek Hill?
Once again, if Tua can't get him the ball, then, I mean, it's going to be, Tyreek Hill running, a 4-2-40 down. And, if Tua can't make, he may have a down year. It's kind of like when DeSean Jackson was here with the Bucs and Jameis Winston couldn't hit him. And he was open, and they couldn't hit him. And DeSean Jackson looked like he was garbage, and he wasted, a couple years here. So, if Tua can hit him the ball, or maybe they have a totally different offense where they give him slants, different short passes. Because, we'll see. I know a lot of Dolphin fans are not sold on Tua.
Yeah, I was, and now every time he throws the ball, I get anxious. But it seems like we might have an offensive line this year. I don't know. So we'll see.
No, the Dolphins, I predicted the Dolphins to win the AFC East. I went on the limb there. I said
you
it was
did?
Gonna, yeah. Well, I mean, obviously Ashley, the other Ashley, is a big Dolphins fan, and I watched a lot of Dolphin games, and I know that their defense was really good the year before when obviously Fitzmagic led them to a lot. I think, they go 8-8 or something like that, or whatever they 7-9, I think it was the year before.
It was fun with him, yeah.
And I watched the games, and they looked really good. Their defense looked stacked, and I was thinking they were going to take that next step. I predicted them to be right there with the Bills, but I thought the Dolphins had a better defense.
They had a great defense. It's offensive line just is not there. So now that we have,
you got more weapons. You got a lot more weapons.
Yeah.
So it's. I think, unfortunately, the Bills have loaded up again, and I think the Bills are going to take the AFC East. But I do see the Dolphins making a wild card if Tua can complete a pass. Otherwise, you got two glove Teddy, and I love Teddy Bridgewater. So,
Me too. I like him. I just, the whole Brady thing, like, I can't wrap my head around it. Like, it seems too good to be true.
Well, I mean, I thought that the same way with the Bucks too. I definitely thought the same thing, that, you know, Tom Brady was not going to come to Tampa. But, I mean, I can see it where he has a, he's building that house in Miami. His wife is a model. I'm sure his wife is like, you can play football, but I want to be in Miami.
You talking about Brady?
Fuck yeah, Tom Brady. You know, he's quarterback for the Bucks. There's been rumors.
I heard of him.
Yeah, well, you know what? Their house isn't done yet in Miami, so maybe he's like, well, I'll go back with the Bucks one more year, and then when the house is done, we'll move to Miami.
Well, yeah, you know, like he was trying to go to San Francisco and all that. I mean, he was trying to make other arrangements, and, you know, they took a shiz on it, and so he got, I think he got stuck with the Bucks. But at least the Bucks, you know, put Bruce Arians in the front office and, you know, basically made it Brady's team to, you know, for this year so he can run the offense and whatever. I mean,
yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Hopefully, you know, the Tom Brady leads us to a Super Bowl and he'll probably either leave or hopefully re-signs. But I think if he does play again and it's not for the Bucs, it will be for the Dolphins.
Go play with Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill.
Yep.
If you're a Dolphins fan. All right. Well, I just wanted to call and you're doing a great job. So hey,
thank you, Trickney.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Hootie, we are getting blown up on the phone call. Full bank of phone lines, man. Babyface is gone. Hootie's in the seat. And we are blown up. 727. 727?
Oh, our big hello.
727?
What's up? Can you hear me? It's Carl.
Hey, what's up, Carl?
Hey, so I heard you guys were talking a little bit about the Dolphins and Tua and stuff. And, hey, man, so here's the thing about Tua. So you got... For the first time in this kid's career, he's has an actual coach and a staff that backs him. And when you go back to it, Brian Flores and a lot of others, you know, were talking trash. Not like necessarily talking trash, but they didn't think that he had what it takes. And so, but what I will say is a little bit funky is the recent Bleacher Report just came out with like, oh, Tua's first passes to Cheetah, Tyreek Hill. And, like, it's like a clip. It's almost like a GIF. It's like, or a GIF or whatever. It's like 5 seconds long. And it just shows him kind of, like, throw, like, a quick short slant to him. But let me tell you, man, he's going to prove everyone wrong this year. I think that he's getting over the yips after having a major hip injury. But I just wanted to hear your opinion on, like, kind of like the corny little, like, little video thing they put out with him, you know, kind of like putting a pass to Tyreek.
Well, I think that's only it. Obviously, Trickney Ashley was saying about their offensive line. So, I mean, that's really the only way that Tua will probably be successful is going to be these short passes.
But hear me out. So you got the guy from the Saints who is known for not letting a rush come by, a sack come by. Then you got the guy from the Cowboys offensive lineman, and then now
Cedric
we're
Wilson.
Adding.
Oh, I am
yes,
sorry.
Sir.
Yeah,
not Cedric. I think Cedric Wilson might be the long receiver that they got from the Cowboys. But
yeah, no, sorry.
And but we also have the fullback from the Raiders.
Oh, okay, yeah. And you guys picked up who? Who's the running back you guys picked up?
He's from Edwards. He's
yeah,
from
Arizona.
Cardinals.
Yeah, Arizona. Yeah.
Yeah. So we've added. I think that we have a little bit of blockage going on, and I think that, you know, we'll see what happens. But I think that this might be the year that he might get over. And a lot of people are saying, you know, well, of course, diehard Dolphins fans, but they're saying that he might be like the Drew Brees 2.0. So. We'll see what happens, but I just was curious of what you thought about him in the little video that they posted of him and Tyreek Hill, which really they were trying to like gas it up, but it was only like a, you know, 3.5 second video.
Is it the Wallpaper Wednesday thing? I see Tua on there now.
It was on Bleacher Report.
Yeah, I'm on Bleacher. Like, yeah, I'm on there now. I was looking up like the little Dolphins thing.
Yeah, and it was like first couple passes to Hill. And,
oh yeah, I see it now. Okay. Yeah.
Know, but think about it. He went there for a reason. You know what I mean? So I think we're looking good, man.
Well,
the only
thing I could say is
the curse of the Dolphins is letting go of players who were not successful with them, but then went on to another team to be successful. For instance,
your linebacker from the Steelers, right? Too.
Yeah, yeah, and then Landry, I think it's Jarvis Landry, went to the Browns and was great, and he was like our special teams. He would like receive all the kickoffs and stuff like that.
No, that was a bad move on their part,
yeah,
in my opinion.
And then so now we give to our arch nemesis, the Patriots, we give Devontae Parker, who was our eighth round draft pick like 7 years ago or something like that,
yeah.
And he was supposed to be a star. Now, if you ever watch like the highlights, he's fantastic, but he wasn't getting passes a lot from Tua. But when he gets into some traffic, he always makes the catch. So now we're going to give him to the Patriots and watch. Mark my words.
He's going to light him up. I mean, he'll definitely show up. I mean, he was a good wide receiver. Fitzpatrick made him also look good too. He was that guy that had the hands.
Absolutely.
So, you know,
but
just like Lesky.
We'll see what happens. And you know, keep in mind, Teddy Bridgewater went, I think, like 5-0 with the Saints when I think Drew Brees got hurt.
Yeah, he did.
So, you know, if anything, not this previous season, but when we had Fitzpatrick and he played really well, and then they decided to like, we're going to put Tua in, and everyone still wanted Fitzy to be in there. Just think about it. You know, if Tua doesn't work out, maybe Bridgewater comes in.
Yeah, I mean, there you go.
Starts lighting it up.
Yeah, I mean, Teddy with right, some good weapons. All right, Carl. Thanks, man.
I say Bubba in the friendly way, not like Bubba, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Thanks, Carl.
All right, dude. Take it easy.
Have a good one. All right, a lot of Dolphin fans. A lot more Dolphin fans than I thought. I mean, I thought, you know, Trickney, Ashley were, Colin were the only Dolphin fans. What do you think of the Dolphins over there?
I mean, I think, you know, it's kind of hard to hang your head on Teddy.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Bridgewater, or even, I mean, as much as I love Fitzmagic, or even, I mean, I'd almost take Fitz over Tua. Like, I don't know, he just kind of seems like a paper tire and just doesn't seem to, I don't know. I think they're trying to do the right thing by, you know, surrounding, you know, their quarterback with, you know, weapons to throw to, with Tyreek and, you know, Waddle. And I mean, they're kind of rebuilding, kind of like the Bucks had to do for a while there. And so, I mean, but I don't know if it's going to, you know, everything's going to come to, you know, fruition this season. It's going to be a.
We'll see. I mean, the AFC East is a tough division. It is. It's definitely with Buffalo. 7-3-2.
Yo, Lami, it's your boy.
What's up, Alan?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How are you?
Good. How are you? I took a guess. Hootie, this is Alan. Do you know Alan?
Of course I know Alan.
Great caller, great listener, great everything.
Hot wife.
One of the best. Brian from Philly, 400 stars.
I haven't even seen her. I've heard through the radio waves that she's hot, but that's all. I mean, good, you know.
Who's in there?
Oh, Hootie. Hootie is, you know, a big time harp.
Hey, Alan.
I wanted to do a game with you, Lami.
Brian from Philly, 200 stars. Tickle, tickle. All right, what's your game? Golf.
I want to play Lami GM.
Okay.
Okay. So, available free agents.
what would you pay for them in draft picks or salary?
All right. Who do you got?
Tyrann Mathieu, safety.
I mean, I think he's getting a little old. He's not too old, but in safety world, you know, I think he's, what, 29, 30. I mean, I think at that, I think if he was with the Cardinals, you give up a fourth, fifth round pick for him. I mean, I think with Mathieu, you probably give him a, he's still sitting there. I think give him a 2-year option, a 1-year guarantee with a 2-year option, probably $20 million for 2 years. You do eight this year with an option for, you know, 12, especially if he shows up.
Okay, Lummy's GM, Odell Beckham Jr. How do you handle this situation?
Coming off his knee injury?
Yep.
I mean, he obviously he's been playing pretty well.
What do you do with him? And what factor his dad in there who's going to be over the periphery?
If you do draft pick second or third round pick for him, maybe multiple picks, maybe a second and a fifth. I think you do a 2-year guarantee with a 3-year option. Actually, I don't know because of his knee injury. You probably give him a front loaded 1 year. Let's say you give him $10 million and then maybe a 2-year option after that for 20. So like a 3-year 30. I mean, I'm just doing round numbers here on 10, but I mean, you're coming off a knee injury. So I think you know you give them that 1 year and you always have the options on the backside, which it seems like a lot of the teams are doing.
Okay, what does Lummy GM do with Melvin Gordon, Melvin Ingram?
Melvin Ingram, how old is Melvin Ingram?
He's 33.
Oh yeah, you pretty much just bring him in for
edge rusher.
Yeah.
So where do you go with that?
Yeah, but still, I mean, 32, 33. Actually, yeah, he's 33 in a couple of days. Man, I think you just give him maybe like you put come in mid, 1 year deal, $5 million. That's about
it. Sorry to put you on the spot, Lummy. I thought this was the game, though. So,
Biggie 7375, $25 super chat.
What about 29-year-old Jadeveon Clowney? How do you handle that?
Clowney's not had a good NFL career, though. That's the problem. I mean, Clowney has underperformed on every single way.
The only thing that Jadeveon Clowney has to his name is that amazing tackle when he was at, what, South Carolina when he knocked that guy's helmet off?
Yeah, against Michigan at the Outback Bowl.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. That's a...
I almost think you tell him to pack sand, don't you?
I mean, like, he had 9 sacks last year. I mean, that's pretty good.
All right, so let's go concrete. What does Lummy GM do if someone presents Jadeveon Clowney to him?
For a trade or for a free agent or both?
You have to sign into a contract.
Oh, he's 29 too. Yeah, I'd probably say, man, you hope he shows up in that. Last year wasn't like a good year for him. It was his best year. I'd say 2 years, 2 years, $30 million with like a $8 million signing bonus. I could guarantee.
So you're giving him $30 million.
Yeah, because, I mean, defensive ends, he's coming off a 9-sack season with the Browns. You're hoping that, depending on what kind of defensive line you have, you still got 2 good years in him.
Elbow sprain and then knee surgery. I mean,
That's true, too. I mean, Hootie does bring up a good point. But, I mean, if you're looking at it and you're like, okay, maybe he's coming into his own now. The Browns had a good defensive line. Maybe he found something. You know, maybe you just give him a 1-year guarantee with a second option of cutting him. I mean, I know that's how, if I'm Lummy GM, there's none of those guys I'm giving long-term contracts to. I'm giving them 1 year to prove themselves.
Lummy GM, let me ask you this. If you're poised with the question, so you have that guy on the table and you also have Odell Beckham, where does Odell Beckham fall?
He's going to sit with Terrell Owens at Ring House and watch the games.
So you're with me that you just pack fans.
Well, no, I mean, Odell Beckham can, you know, show up. He wasn't happy with the Browns. He looked like he was playing with the Rams. I'm not a big fan of Odell Beckham. Terrell Owens, by the way, is playing in a fans league, FFL or whatever the hell, fan-run league. But, I mean, you're looking at Odell. I mean, there are a lot of wide receivers now, but, I mean, he did step up with the Rams. He was happy there. He won a Super Bowl, but now did he win a Super Bowl, and now he's going to take off? Is his knee going to take maybe more than a year? You know, I mean, if I was a GM, I'd probably pass on Odell Beckham.
So would you take Will Fuller instead of him?
No, I would not take Will. I mean, Will Fuller has a lot of upside, but like Hootie said too, no, I would not take Will Fuller. That guy cannot stay healthy. He's got a ton of talent, but he can't stay healthy. I mean, you are literally burning your money if you sign him. At least Odell has played seasons, but Will Fuller, I don't even remember the last time he played a full season. That's like saying Josh Gordon.
No.
I mean, Josh Gordon has a shit ton of talent, but you never know if he's actually going to be able to play.
I know, but there's two good guys on here that are down the list, and I'm just trying to play devil's advocate with you, Lummy. Look at Dante. You can get Dante Hightower as a steal and Riley Reiff for a tackle. I mean, where do you rate those two guys?
Well, I mean, but you're missing one. I mean, I'd rather have Landry than Odell Beckham.
What?
I'd rather have Landry than Odell Beckham. I mean, Landry's a great
the baggage, but I'm just talking about other positions.
Well, I mean, it all depends too on what you have on the team. I mean, if we're obviously offensive line, you know, once again, that's another position where a lot of the times those offensive linemen don't, you know, they don't leave unless they're, you know, they're getting a little old or, you know, they've taken a lot of, you know, beating. I mean, offensive line, it's every play is taking a beating.
Sure.
You know, defensive linemen are similar, but they're always switching out nowadays. If you notice, you don't see new offensive linemen. Offensive linemen are in there every single play, and they're hitting every single play. So,
all right. Let's switch to linebacker / edge rusher and offensive tackle. So what would you pay for Dante Hightower, 32 years old?
Well, I mean, let's see what he – because, I mean, realistically, when you start getting to that 30s, you're looking at maybe, what, two more good years?
So do you get the experience, the – way to win. I mean, how do you quantify that metrically?
I mean, if you want the experience, you offer him almost a little above league minimum.
So Lummy GM says what?
I'd say probably whatever league minimum is now, probably with a $200,000 over it.
Well, league minimum, if you're a 10-year player, I believe the league minimum is
it's like
a little over a million.
Yeah, it's like 1.something million. It's like 1.2, 1.3. So, I mean, you want the experience, especially if you're going to have a rookie or a young, linebacking crew. You want a leadership. I mean, that's similar what the Bucks did in the 90s when they brought in Hardy Nickerson. You know, he was getting a little long in the tooth, but he brought that leadership and kind of he was the captain of the defense at that point, you know, with the Derrick Brooks and – I can't think of who they had another outside linebacker at that time, but you know the leader. That's what you pay for. You know, locker room guys too.
Hey, Lummy, put this in your trapper keeper because I've got another guy for you, and maybe weekly we could build our like the Lummy all Lummy team from free agents. What do you think about Riley Reiff?
Reed. Hootie, do you know about Riley Reiff?
Not off the top of my head.
Oh, come on, man.
Well, man.
Offensive tackle, 33 years old.
I know league minimum is $705,000.
Well, it depends on how
long you're tenured and all that, but whatever.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that guy's been in the league for 10 years now, so.
But Riley Reiff is a great tackle. I mean, you can get him. I mean, what would Lummy GM pay for Riley Reiff? I think you get that guy for the league minimum, and he gives you another 3 years.
Yeah, but how old is he?
He's 33.
I don't know, about 3 years. Corey Riviera, 384 stars. I don't think you got three more years.
But even if he gives you two, Lummy, you got a seasoned veteran in there.
Yeah, but I mean,
even a kid, all these kids coming out of Alabama, I mean, they, not a lot of them, like, look at Leatherwood that Oakland took in the first round. I mean, he's a paper tiger. Guy sucks.
I don't know. I mean, I think if you're going to build an offensive line, I mean, I guess you could bring him in as
guys, like, look at what, some of these offensive linemen, they can play till they're 40 if they're really good.
Yeah, I mean, but you start, I don't know.
I mean, he's banged up though, right?
Yeah, I mean.
So let's go back to the question. What does Lummy GM pay for Riley Reiff for a right tackle, or if he wants to move him to guard?
Then you put him at right tackle. I think you give him like 5 years, 5 years, $5 million. No, you know what? You probably would have to,
you're
at that point, pay $7.5 million.
Years,
no, I meant $5 million. I was trying to think. You probably pay him $7.5 million for like 2 years. And you just try to have some young linemen underneath them, and hopefully that he's a, you know, a team guy and will be teaching. So.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to pick your brain, buddy. That's
no,
all.
I gotcha. Yeah, I mean, it just all depends on the team too.
I think the Lummy GM game is fun.
Yeah, it just all depends. It just all depends on what the team around it is. You know, the young. You know, if you have a young offensive lineman, or
mm-hmm.
We'll see. I mean, it all depends on that.
So. Yeah, well, I'll look into other things, but I just wanted to try to give you some fun stuff to talk about today.
I appreciate that, Alan.
All right, buddy.
Have a good one.
Wilbur is the man.
Thank you. Have a good one. See you
later.
Then.
Was that still Alan?
I was Alan from Cincinnati. What happened to you? Did you black out?
No, it just fucking, the conversation went on so long, I thought it was like, four callers after fucking Allen.
Oh, man.
He's
country,
cool, though. He's a good guy.
Country Girl was taking shots every time he said, let me GM. One last go. 508. I mean, listen.
I wish I was hanging out with Country Girl doing some shots. That'd be cool.
Lummy, you going to the game Friday?
The Rays game?
Yeah.
No, because it's Bubba's birthday, 199.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
that's right.
199. This weekend's kind of busy. You got Kenny Chesney on Saturday. They're playing the Red Sox, which would be a good game.
I'm down from Boston for the week, and I think we're gonna extend it a day and go to that game.
Yeah, it should be a good game. I mean, the Rays are down right now. I mean, but the East is all pretty much tied except for the shitty Orioles. But
yeah, they're awful.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, it's Bubba's birthday, 199. I haven't missed the 199 since he started them. So, and plus, it's like I said, it's birthday. So. But.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, you guys got some studs this year, man. Arizona and
Well, we got Franco, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we got young offense. They just need to show up. The pitching needs to, you know, to be there. I mean, it's the same thing that every fucking baseball team that has some kind of chance says, you know, our pitchers need to show up, or, you know, our hitting needs to show up. It's only April, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
I hope they get out, you know, they kind of shake all that, you know, shit off in April. I'd rather be, you know, having a slump in April than in fucking September. Plus, I mean, we've played some pretty good teams.
Yeah, no, definitely. All right, man. I hope you guys are there in the end.
Sounds good, man. Thank you. Have fun at the Red Sox game.
Thanks, man. I'll see you.
Hoodie's got a big time soccer game. Saturday, he's already broadcasting it.
Oh,
everyone.
Yeah, big time. Four games, actually. U8, U10. If you guys want to come out and watch, it's probably going to be more fun than that fucking Rays game or whatever. So
the Rays game's on Saturday. It's against the Red Sox.
Okay.
I'm guessing you're not a big time.
I'll sit and watch the paint dry in my fucking house.
Are you not a baseball fan?
Oh, I love baseball.
Do you?
No. Fucking sucks balls.
Oh, come on. You're a fucking soccer
guy. If you guys watch that shit. I mean, I don't know if you talk about it. We talk about football, maybe a little soccer or something. But other than that, no, fucking baseball sucks. I mean, you can go to the game, get drunk, eat some hot dogs and shit, you know. Maybe they'll move Trout to Tampa one day or something to make it kind of cool. But
I'm hoping that Ebor spot, which would be nice for the South House.
Uh-oh. Fucking Ricky, move fucking phones going off and shit.
Well, Country Girl, I'm sure, is completely passed out now after the Allen call. She was taking a shot every time he said, let me GM.
I love Country Girl. Shot. I love all of Bubba Army. But
yeah, Bubba Army are great. And you know what? If you want a great t-shirt like I'm wearing right here with the Dr. Dan Esquire hero, go to Bubba Army Shop or BubbaArmyStore.com and get your Bubba Army merchandise. This is one of the best shirts out there. Look at this. Look how clear that face is right there, Hootie. Did you order your Dr. Dan shirt?
Yeah, of course I did. Three of them.
Oh, sweet. That's awesome. Did you get your wife Save the Diacos tank top?
I was looking for the boy short underwear, but I don't think that's on the shopping list yet.
No, that is not there. We don't have the Save the Diacos the testicle shirt, so, or the underwear, as you would say.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I was gonna try to maybe email the front office and see if we can tweak the garment line.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see about that one. But I mean, for your Honest Cubes, to your Save the Diacos tank tops, to your normal Bubba Army shirts, to the Dr. Dan Diaco heroes, Bubba Army store, BubbaArmyShop.com. Check it out. All your Bubba Army merchandise. You can't go wrong there. I was talking before we got, phone lines were just blowing up, Hootie. I mean, you just attract all the phone lines. Thank you, Hootie. I mean, really do appreciate that.
Glad to help and be here. Sorry, I was a little bit late and
locked outside.
How to work my fucking headphones like every time. And I was locked outside for 17 minutes.
Couldn't get in the side door.
Minutes.
Yeah, couldn't get in the side door. So then you were sitting out front after you let yourself out. So
yeah, I know the front gate code, but and Merch Crit gave me the side code for the side door in the kitchen, but I didn't remember it. As usual. So yeah, I sweated for 17 minutes and. Sorry, to the audience that all 17 that, I interrupted the show. But I appreciate being here.
No, so do you have a problem with the Kenny Chesney concert that I was talking about going to on Saturday? Seemed like you after the baseball game that you decided that the concert was even off the table for you.
I used to be a little more of a Kenny Chesney fan. I feel like he kind of got too mainstream and kind of jobbed himself out a little bit. I mean, it's kind of the same old, same old. I mean, I'm more into, if it's going to be country, I'm more Morgan Wallen.
So you're more of the new era kind of country guys now.
Yeah, stuff that's a little bit fresher sounding, I'm kind of Kenny Chesney'd out, to be honest, but, good for him. He's still selling out stadiums. And
yeah, he's selling out Raymond James Stadium. I've never seen a concert at Raymond James Stadium.
I actually saw him at Raymond James like 5 years ago. But
yeah, that was one of his music videos, I was told, by Ashley.
Yeah, Jake Owen opened for him, and then I can't remember the other one. But I like Jake Owen. I like Morgan Wallen a lot right now. I think he's, he's just original, so... But good for Kenny, if he can make $50 million a year still doing Raymond James shows and everybody come out, you got Jay Diaco sitting in the fancy seating and wishing he wasn't there either, then, at least you're getting paid. So, I mean, can't hate on Kenny. So he's doing his thing.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of those guys don't really write their own songs nowadays. But, Kenny Chesney took 2 years off so for the COVID thing.
Yeah. So
now he needs to get back out there and get going.
I'm sure he's short on cash.
I think he was sitting on his island for I think a year or two. He does own an island,
and I think other stuff. But yeah.
I'm sure he owns a lot of private jets and different things like that.
It's kind of weird that he still doesn't have a wife or kids or anything. I think, right? Isn't he kind of he's just been single for a while, or has he had girlfriend? I don't know. It's not really the whole story, but. My wife used to like him a lot, and then
I don't know. I don't know about the Kenny Chesney. I mean,
yeah,
the wife situation.
I know this is a sports show. We're probably getting off track.
Yeah, he was married to Renee Zellweger.
Like anybody believed that relationship?
They were married from 2005 to 2005.
Until she found out he doesn't like girls.
Okay, well,
we don't. Have to, I mean, yeah,
listen, that we don't know that to be.
Yeah,
true.
I mean.
Kenny Chesney's a cool guy. If he wants to bring me up on stage and introduce him, I will be right down there.
I'll ride the shit out of his yacht if he's going out.
He's dating a girl, Mary Nolan. They've been dating since 2012. She looks like a very lovely lady.
He's dating her?
Yeah, since 2012.
Oh, well, there you go. Good job, Kenny. I knew it was all fake news with the Zoer thing. It was, you know, who hasn't had a relationship where they're in the last 4 weeks and, you know, whatever, so.
You know, listen, they didn't
get
along.
You gotta write that shit off.
Yeah, they didn't get along, then now they get along.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Not so, where do you think Deebo Samuel is gonna go? Because that's the big news now in the NFL. 813-90-BUBBA. 813-90-BUBBA.
And for you people that aren't smart, that's 813-902-8222, in case you can't spell. Because sometimes it is confusing when I even look on my phone. I'm not, you know.
I mean, you are Hootie Fistful of Pills. We do appreciate that you have memorized the number.
Yeah, I just want to make it, you know, a little easier for some of us, you know, that want to call in.
But, I mean, where do you think Deebo Samuel is going to go?
I have no fucking idea.
Well, no shit, Sherlock. If you had to guess, where do you think he would go?
Is he leaving San Francisco?
Yeah, he wants out. He said, I'm fucking out. He's down in Miami sitting on the beach right now saying, I want fucking out of San Francisco. I don't give two shits how good the team's going to be. I want out. Rumor has it the Lions, the Jets, Packers are interested. The Saints are interested in him.
Does he have beef with Shanahan? Or what was the problem?
It hasn't been, but supposedly for a week now, a week ago, he told them, I want out of San Francisco. Maybe he doesn't want to fucking pay the taxes in California anymore. Maybe he doesn't want to live in Santa Clara. Maybe he doesn't get along. Maybe if they don't bring Jimmy G back and he sees him being stuck with Trey Lance, he goes, I don't want that shit. Maybe he'd rather take a chance in Miami and go down and play with Tua. I don't see really much upside with Tua, but... You know, as our one caller said, he might actually be pretty good.
Fucking Carl's cool. I like Carl. Bubba Army right there.
And Corey says Deebo to the Packers, which would be a good move. I mean,
if you want to go, you know, back to the last couple of years of history books, I don't know that Tom Brady doesn't fucking have Deebo on speed dial saying, come to Tampa. It'll pay you pennies on the dollar, but you'll get a fucking ring. Sounds cool to me. I mean, Brady's pretty good at doing that shit, so I don't know.
I don't know if Deebo's...
I don't know if we got the salary cap or not, but...
I don't think we have the salary cap at all to pull in Deebo, who probably wants to get fucking... Well, supposedly he doesn't care about the money, and that San Francisco, it's not about the money. So it's obviously something there. I do not see him coming to Tampa.
Yeah. I mean, it might be wishful thinking.
Plus, we have to trade for him, too. San Francisco wants... So they're going to want a first-round... first-round pick.
You got the burps? What are you doing?
Got the fucking hiccups, man. I'm listening to you tell me where Deebo Samuel is going to go. You gave me the hiccups. I mean, were you a little bit into 420 today?
I ate some gummies, but then I was also in traffic, so there are a lot of things. It was just a little bit off day, but I really appreciate getting to be here, and, you know, thanked Bubba and for letting me come and sit in and hang out with my homeboy Lum Lum.
Now
talk to these fine Bubba Army listeners.
Full Hiss says trade Chris Godwin for Deebo. Ah, man. That would be a pretty good trade. No, Deebo goes to the Saints. I don't know.
Godwin for Deebo?
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know. I mean, I just hate to give up Godwin. I mean, he's, you know, kind of a, I mean.
You got to think he's coming off his knee injury.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, you gave some good insight on where he was going to go there. And you really like baseball. Did you watch any of the USFL over the weekend, Hootie?
No, I'm more of English Premier League. I kind of tend to lean that more that way. I don't really watch a lot of like MLS and stuff. I don't know. I like the English league better.
But. No, the USFL is the fucking United States Football League. Football.
Like American football?
Yes.
No, I don't fucking watch that shit. What is it even?
Why is there a
USFL?
It just started.
Didn't we already have an XFL and a bunch of other stupid-ass leagues that didn't do jack shit?
You're
like, why aren't we just watching the NFL? What's a USFL? What Enlighten me, since we're on the sports show.
First off, you're from the 80s, so the Tampa Bay Bandits.
I remember the Bandits. I still got a goddamn Bandit shirt.
Yeah, well, that's who's
fucking back.
I think
it's cut off at the midriff, like, so it shows my belly button and shit.
And probably when you had abs.
Yeah.
813.
I had a mullet, rocker hair.
You guys
cool.
Need to stop talking about Debo to the Bucks. The guy's always injured. We don't need no more players that are getting injured.
First off, no
drop,
one said.
Drop the wide receiver and
no one said anything about Debo. I was reading something in chat where one of our fine listeners said Debo for Chris Godwin. There's no way that it's going to happen. There's no way Debo is going to come to the Bucks. One, we can't trade for him. Two, we don't have enough cap space for him. I mean, where do you think he's going to go? Because he still has to compete with Metcalf, too.
Going to the Packers.
So Debo's going to the Packers. And what is the Packers going to give up? And what, a first? Well, I mean, what do you think that he's going to give up? What are the Packers going to give up for Debo?
They'll probably give a one this year, a one next year, and a two next year.
So you think Debo's worth that much money or that many draft picks for the Packers to give up two first-round picks and a second-round pick?
They're going to need to keep the Golden Boy happy.
Well, what about?
He don't got shit to throw to right now. So
they did sign Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, it's Sammy Watkins. What has he done in the last 5 years? He's got 3 touchdowns, maybe. They were on that one game when everybody thought he was a fantasy stud.
Obviously, you're very bitter on Sammy Watkins in the fantasy. What about Metcalf, though? Couldn't Metcalf go to the Packers?
That guy's not leaving Seattle. I love it there.
They don't have a fucking quarterback.
Don't sign somebody. Don't sign one of these quarterbacks in the draft.
I don't know. I'm kind of on Lemmy's side on that one. Yeah. I mean,
what are they? I mean, maybe
DK Metcalf was good with Russell Wilson, but that was about it.
I mean, at this point, you're looking at it. It's going to be Metcalf traded to the Packers for Jordan Love in a first round pick. I mean, because
they could always bring in Tim Tebow. That guy's a physical specimen, just like DK Metcalf. And you know, just imagine those two guys running down the field together. That would be great.
Listen, Tim Tebow is going to go anywhere Debo goes. He can be Debo and Tebow, okay?
Yeah. Right, and this makes sense. We got a whole marketing campaign already.
I know. I mean, yeah, that's exactly what we'll do. We'll wherever Debo goes, Tebow will go. Tebow can – oh, he failed as a tight end. He failed as a quarterback. He failed probably as – you know, put him at fullback, huh? You want to put him at fullback?
Isn't he making like $6 million a year just like commentating or some shit? Like, I mean,
in the SEC.
I don't.
That guy's got the heart of a competitor, though. So
Come
out of the chair.
Yeah, he's heart of a competitor. You know, while he's carrying around his Heisman Trophy, that's all he has, and his last win in Pittsburgh or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, and he's making $6 million a year to sit and talk, and not get hit by a bunch of people. So,
and just get mocked. Get mocked at the SEC.
But. Maybe that'd be cool. I'd be all for it. I mean, that'd be pro wrestling all day. Tebow come back, be like a, you know.
Yeah, Tebow. What's gonna happen is it's gonna be Metcalf to the 49ers with Tebow re-sign. He's gonna sign with the Seahawks to be their quarterback, and Debo is it's gonna be a straight up trade for Metcalf for Debo. Is that what you're saying, sir? Are you saying
imagine
Seattle
all the Debos to Tebows, and if they ran a lined up, man. No, I'm all messed up.
Yeah,
because
too,
you know
man.
What? This
Don't
whole
worry,
thing
man.
Is just too much in Seattle.
Tebow's going to hand the ball off to Tebow, and Debo pitches it back to Tebow on a flea flicker. And hit.
Yeah, but
downfield for a touchdown.
Yeah, don't forget Debo can also, you know, be a running back. So Tebow can hand the ball to Debo, and then I think Debo can even play quarterback. So you can do a Debo to Tebow and a Tebow back to Debo.
And they could have all played at University of Texas, and Devo would have been there too.
Exactly. See, so there you go. We just figured it all out. But I do think that Jordan Love, I mean, you can see a Jordan Love and a first round pick for Metcalf. And then the Seahawks have their shitty quarterback for the next year or two.
Yeah, it looks like Seahawks are going to be rebuilding for a little bit after this Wilson and some of this other stuff. So, I mean, Debo going to Green Bay would be, I mean, wherever he goes. But like you said, it's probably unlikely he'll make it to Tampa, but. Sure, yeah, Green Bay.
And
I mean, I still don't know if it's going to help the Packers. They seem to be still in a little bit of a rut, but, you know, I mean, I know both, you know, I hope the Packers do as well as the Bucks this year because I know Bubba's a big Pack fan. Go Pack, go! But you know,
we'll I still think Matt Ryan in Indy needs a wide receiver. I mean, they got obviously Jonathan Taylor, who's a really good running back. They got a good team there, and I don't understand how they're not doing more besides getting Matt Ryan. I think they need to pick up another. I mean, you can't rely on Michael Pittman Jr. I think they need to pick up wide receiver. I think they should be in talks with Metcalf. I think they should be in talks with Debo.
I agree.
They don't have a first-round pick. That's the problem because they decided Carson Wentz was worth the first-round pick because he stayed healthy all season.
Man, I don't know what's going to happen with Wentz. I mean, he just keeps, you know.
He's a Commodore, man. What? He's a Commodore.
Get the fuck out of here.
He is a Commodore.
The fucking paper tiger, you know, bullshit. I mean, like.
Washington Commodore traded for him.
Nick Foles had to win the Super Bowl for him to get him his ring.
Like, yeah, well, now you got Carson Wentz leading the Commodores, even though, I mean, listen, Riverboat Ron is going to revive his career. Even though it seems like no one likes.
That's Washington's new name. Is it the Commodores or the Commandos? I couldn't remember.
Nope, it's the Commodores in Lummy's world. It's not the Commanders, it's the Commodores. Okay. In Lummy's world, it's the Commodores.
Okay.
The Commanders have enough problems. They might as well already change their name to something else. Because Dan Snyder and all that tax shit and all that other stuff that they have going on, they might as well just change their name, revamp their shitty uniforms they have, and just totally change the whole thing up. Because once they drop their first... Well, yeah, it's not the technically original name, but when they drop the other name that I'm not going to use on here.
You can't say that anymore?
No, let's just keep that off.
Okay.
And then, you know, they rebranded back to the Washington football team, and they John Gruden, they took John Gruden down. You change your name to the Commanders. They have basic-ass uniforms that look like they should be playing in the USFL or the XFL. So I'm calling them the Commodores. The Commodore 64s. All right? They can have a little computer. Remember the Commodore 64 when you were a kid?
I believe I do. I think it was tan and had a little, real little keyboard kind
sure
of thing.
Sure did. You could play Tetris on it. I think I was 5. I was in kindergarten playing with a Commodore.
Work of art. Love the Commodore 64, right behind the Macintosh.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, at this point, you might as well go back. And I don't even understand how you don't under... I don't even know how you didn't know the USFL was back.
Bitch, I don't even watch sports. Listen, I don't even know. I had to bamboozle Bubba to get in the studio just to come hang out with you for a minute. I don't know nothing about this shit.
Listen, I understand.
Fuck the USFL.
Yeah, listen, I understand it's jobber ball and all that other stuff, but... I mean, it's still going on. NBC, Fox, they picked it up. They thought it was good enough. I mean, according to Hinstar, no matter if it was 2 channels it was on, it still beat the shitty NBA playoffs. I don't care if USFL is on 10 channels. There's no way that it should be it should beat a NBA playoff game. And that just shows how shitty the NBA is, that they could not beat it. I don't care. Just like if NFL Sunday 1 o'clock, the whatever game is on at 1 o'clock on Fox, right? You can put fucking the USFL on 10 channels and it's not beating that Fox game. That just shows how shitty NBA is, and that is why that is my last take on the NBA. 440.
So USFL is making a league to compete with the NFL?
No, they're in spring right now.
Or, I mean, but it's another professional league?
Yeah, it's playing right now. They had their first week last week.
Yeah, I don't watch it.
They're in Birmingham.
Okay, great.
You were too busy playing, you know, and coaching the under 10, getting thrown out of the games.
440.
Lummy, what's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. Thuggish Ruggish.
What's up, Thuggish Ruggish Nerd?
Nada. Wanted to call in and see what you thought was going on with the Clowns. I mean, the Browns.
Man, they like having Baker Mayfield's balls just clenched. You mean normal teams would have already either released him or tried to trade him for a fifth-round pick if they would have picked up the $8 million that he's owed? Is it $8 million that he's owed?
19.
Oh, sorry. 19. Okay, that's even fucking worse. $19 million. Right. I'm way off. $19 million. I mean, if the Indianapolis Colts were able to dump Carson Wentz, because I think Carson Wentz was owed, what, $24 million? Matt Ryan was owed a shit ton of money, too. Baker Mayfield, in my opinion, is better than Carson Wentz.
I agree.
Oh, I would agree with that. Joe Thomas kind of laid it out, though. He overplayed his hand. He was all right in the beginning, and the Browns were kind of doing him dirty, but he turned down, what, like $30 million a year, I think, from them. Said, no, it was worth more. And I said, oh, okay.
Well, I feel like he's doing what Lamar Jackson's doing. Everyone's like, oh, Lamar Jackson just wants to prove that he can play, blah, blah, blah. No, I think Lamar Jackson he's hoping that he has an unbelievable year and get paid out of his fucking mind right now, because Lamar Jackson is not, in my opinion, a top five quarterback at this point.
Sir, do you have a box of crickets in your vehicle? I'm just asking.
No, that sounds he has some parakeets in his car.
Okay.
He's got a, what are you talking to me?
Yeah, you had some like whistling sound in your background.
Well, I have a cricket in my garage. I feel your pain. I just didn't know what the squeaking was or whatever. You got a bird?
No. There's birds outside. I was out on the balcony. Excuse me. I went back in.
No, I was just messing.
Yeah, you're calling from up in the Ohio area, right?
Are you? No, I'm down in St. Pete.
Oh.
With fucking downtown. Kick-ass birds.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh, I got a family of parakeets that live over here.
All right, didn't I say parakeets? I think I said parakeets.
Mommy did nail it on the parakeet.
Oh, man, I'm a bird expert now. Holy shit.
Real ornithologist over there.
Yeah, well, I don't know what the hell that is, but I'm guessing that's a bird expert. So, no,
I'm thinking once Baker's gone, they're going to re-sign Landry. They're going to re-sign OBJ. I don't know. I want Clowney, but I don't think they're going to bring him back. I think they're going to go after a defensive end in the draft somewhere, maybe.
I do, too. Wait, you think they're going to bring back OBJ?
Apparently, once Baker's gone, why not? I guess that was the big issue.
Yeah, it was.
If you go back and watch some tapes, it looks like Baker's pulling throws. He was hurt. But he could hit Higgins. He could hit Peoples-Jones.
Landry, too. Well, I mean, I think you guys should bring back Landry, but...
For sure.
But, I mean, he looks like he's just definitely not going back.
Well, he helped change the culture with that episode of
Hard Knocks. Yeah, when he was in there and he pretty much called out all the wide receivers. Like, he kind of he showed that his leadership skills.
Yeah, he made Corey Coleman cry and quit.
I mean, can you really blame Jarvis, though? You know, I mean, I don't think a lot of people want to go back to Cleveland after they've spent their time.
Gives me goosebumps to this day. It's a great clip.
No, that is a great clip. I mean, I don't understand. I would rather have Landry at this point than OBJ.
But, oh, for sure.
But, I mean, what they're doing to Baker, I feel they are waiting to the draft. I can't imagine if some team just offered a couple draft picks. I mean, I think it's the cash situation. But, I mean, you can't have Baker just showing up, to off season and then to
worst
preseason.
Case scenario is they drop him and eat it and then he goes to Pittsburgh.
Well, Baker said he's out, right? Like, I mean,
he's done.
He's gone.
He pretty much wants to give the two double tall mans to everyone in Cleveland right now. Not the fans, but the front office.
Not the fans.
No, the front office.
I mean, I can never take away what he's done, but yeah, the front office handled it horribly.
I mean, what are we going to do now with those, what are they, Allstate commercials? Or Geico, what does he do?
Mother Ripper has about 12 different commercials. Yeah, he's got the house of the, I don't even know what the goddamn commercial is.
Where's he going to live now? I mean,
he
lives in the stadium. Do they already evict him?
They should make an RV living out of his car.
That would actually be a pretty funny commercial if they have him being moved out and he lives in the parking lot of the stadium right now.
He's got a good-ass agent for being a middle-of-the-road quarterback. I know that. Motherfucker's got commercials for days on all kind of shit. So
he did win the Heisman. But I think that would be a hell of, that would be the number one commercial right now is if they did a commercial where he's in an RV in the parking lot with moving boxes all around him. and he's just looking for a team to go, and he's talking about, you know, insurance shit. Like, oh, at least I got insurance on my RV. You know, as he's cooking, you know, as he's doing like a, you know, like a, has like a little stove in there, and it catches on fire and burns the RV down or some shit. And the next thing you know, he's walking down the road to his next team.
That would be, that'd be knowing how to work for sure.
That would be knowing how to work.
Maybe parlay it into a glass door where he can compare salaries around the NFL.
Yeah, maybe when he, maybe when they, when he goes to Seattle, you know, maybe when they release him, go to Seattle. I don't see him going to
Carolina.
Pittsburgh.
The rumor.
Yeah, he did come out and say he didn't want to go to Carolina, but I have a feeling that he's he'll probably go there and compete with Sam Darnold.
I don't think he has a no trade.
Oh no, he didn't. He just came out and said I don't really want to go to Seattle or Carolina. Oh, well. He really wanted to go to Indy, and people still keep saying about going to Tampa too. People keep saying that he should take this year off. What I mean, take it off is be a backup in Tampa.
Fucking ride the pond behind Brady for another year and see what happens.
At this point,
why not? Show him how to work.
If he was going to make $18 million, if I was him, I'd take $18 million and ride behind Tom Brady for a year.
I'd take $18,000 and ride the fucking pond.
I'll fucking be free and ride the pond behind Tom Brady. Shit. You know, I mean, that's another thing, but I don't see the Bucks really trading draft picks if the Browns are going to hold out as tough as they are. So,
no.
But I mean, no. Listen,
everybody knows the situation in the NFL, and they're just waiting for the other shoe to drop and see what the Browns do at the draft. Because if they don't do anything at the draft and they can't move them and they can't get somebody to agree to pick up some of it, then they're going to have to cut him because he's not going to be in the locker room. He's not going to be around the team. It's just not going to happen.
Are you confident as a Browns fan if Deshaun is suspended for, what, 7-8 games, 6 games, 5, whatever, 4 games with Jacoby Brissett?
No.
Okay.
No, but I also, at this stage in the game, don't see Baker stepping in. I mean, he would come back to the loudest ovation ever, but there's just too much water under the bridge.
Oh, no, I was just saying, listen, no, Baker's done, but I'm saying, do you feel confident with the Browns doing what they did and, you know, now you guys are with Jacoby as your backup for 5, 6, 7 games maybe?
I mean, that's what he is, a backup. Can he handle the system? He's going to have a lot of weapons. Really, just hand the ball off to whoever's behind you.
Yeah, I mean, you guys got Chubb. I mean, it's not too hard to just hand it to
him. And Hunt.
Brissett did pretty good in Indy there for a while. Like, he was – wasn't he with Indy for a while? And
yeah, he was.
And yeah, I mean,
he was. He didn't do too bad.
He has his moments. And what was New Orleans was it or something? Like,
no, you're thinking of Teddy Two Gloves.
Oh, Bridgewell, yeah.
Yeah. You're getting your quarterbacks confused. But, yeah, Brissett – I mean, I think the Browns, and once again, look, I picked the Browns to win the North this year, or last year, I guess you could say, and they let me down. Baker let me down, because that team is stacked with talent.
Oh, yeah, you could hear the collective wind get sucked out of everybody in week two when Baker went down and didn't get up.
Well, a lot of people are saying now at this point, Baker probably should have just not played. Because it really hurt him, but he's a fighter.
Yeah, no, he should have shut it down.
Kind of like Carson Wentz should have shut it down with Indy too, but he played with 2 sprained ankles and a bum knee, so he kind of fucked the Colts.
It's kind of selfish, but
I mean that's a competitor, you know that you know when you're competing, that's what happens. I know I wouldn't want to
have your surgery. And then come back when we're entering the playoffs because we had, what was his name? Kamus Stefanski from Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, yeah. I know you're talking about.
Who?
Fuck, the quarterback.
The quarterback.
the fuck, Keenum, right?
Keenum,
whatever, yeah. But if you look at it.
He won up there. I mean, he's, you know, he's a parallel to Jacoby Brissett, in my opinion. But
not true.
He could have gotten him through the season while Baker was in rehab and bring Baker back for the playoffs. Why not? What a great story. And then grip it and rip it.
Yeah, but you know what? If you think about it, remember Russell Wilson did kind of the same thing where he sat out, took that finger surgery, and Seattle definitely wasn't coming close to the playoffs. And he had, what, Geno Smith as his backup, I think?
I think so, yes.
So I mean, that blew the whole. I mean, Seattle wasn't going to be like gangbusters over there, but I mean, they didn't have a chance.
I'm taking Case Keenum over Geno Smith all day.
Oh, come on, Geno Smith, you know, Florida State quarterback, played with the Jets.
Well, Keenum was with Minnesota everywhere. And then Denver or something. Like,
don't even know how Geno's still in the league, but he went to West Virginia. I don't know, Florida State.
Sounds like the name of a sub shop.
Geno Smith?
Subs, yeah.
Well, I mean, he went to West Virginia. I was wrong, whatever, West Virginia. But, yeah. You are right. I'd rather have Case Keenum. He did look like he is a way better talent than Geno Smith. So, but
well, the organization's a mess.
It always has been since they moved out and went to Baltimore and won a couple Super Bowls.
Yeah, pretty much. With that Brown team.
Yeah.
Oh. But the Haslams, it's like their hobby, and they just make ridiculous decisions and give everybody the keys to the cupboard. And
yeah, you guys have had a lot of bad decisions and draft picks and coaches too. So, and quarterbacks.
And it's aggravating on paper, you look at that team, who wouldn't pick that team?
Oh yeah. I mean,
like
look,
you said last year,
are you from the Cleveland area, sir?
Oh yeah. I grew up there.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, listen, when you guys had Brady Quinn, a quarterback, I thought you guys were going to be really good, and then when you guys got when you got the 33-year-old quarterback, I thought you guys were at Oklahoma State. I thought you guys were going to be good when you traded up for both those quarterbacks. And
there's like a list of 17 or 19, at least, different quarterbacks, including Deshaun Kaiser.
Yep, Notre Dame.
Tim Couch and Colt McCoy playing through his concussions that made it to South Park. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, the Browns, that's where a quarterback goes to die. So we'll see what happens with Watson.
It's been terrible.
I mean, you guys even had Tyrod Taylor.
Wasted talent.
You had Tyrod Taylor, and you couldn't even make that work.
As a Bucs fan, I would, my advice would be, never give up hope. But it's rough being a Browns fan, I got to imagine. So, because it was rough being a Bucs fan for a long time.
I've been down here since the late 90s. It's been an easy transition.
Yeah.
Well,
see people win.
I appreciate it, Thuggish Ruggish Nerd. It's around that time that the Lemmy Sports Show has to end.
Have a great afternoon.
You too, man. Tell those parakeets I said hello.
Later.
Yeah. Hootie. Thanks for sitting in, filling in.
Man, what a privilege.
Loving
and,
MLB,
USFL,
bringing your soccer knowledge. Really, really do appreciate that.
my lack of sports knowledge.
But you know what, Hootie?
It was just it's always just fun to be here in whatever capacity, whether we're, fixing Tyler's race car trailer or fixing Clem's clubhouse. But to be able to sit in was always something that I thought would be fun with you, and I appreciate you letting me do it.
Of course, Hootie, man. I appreciate it.
Sorry,
you
too, I came in literally right at 4:00.
It's okay. Listen, I don't know if you have to get to a Journey concert. The other co-host, he's going to Journey.
Who?
Brian.
He had a Journey concert tonight?
Yeah, he's bringing his dad. It's his birthday, which I respect that. I bust Brian's balls, but I totally respect that.
Don't stop believing.
That's right. Brian's not stopping believing either on a lot of his bullshit he spouts. But
I heard a little bit of his rant earlier. Was it on the big show or was it after show?
No, it was on the big show. He was ranting on it. And hopefully we get more into the Colin Kaepernick stuff.
Seemed like he was kind of, almost like, throwing it out there. He was kind of like full hot on the deal, like kind of pushing buttons. He was talking, had the boss man on the phone with him. I think Fleet had to put him in his place a little bit.
Yeah, he was poking him in the chest. But
take it down a notch.
Well, we'll have to see how he goes. Well, he's going to be coming back Wednesday here, and he'll be on the main show Thursday of next week. But that's it for us today. Don't forget, if you want your Dr. Dan shirts, your Ana Cubes, your Bubba Army shirt, BubbaArmyStore.com, BubbaArmyShop.com. We are live tomorrow, twitch.tv/TheBubbaArmy, 6 a.m. Thank you, Hootie. And Lummy out.
All right. Thank you, Lummy.
With my great royalty-free YouTube friendly.
Bubba out.
See ya.
See you, Bubba Army.